Welcome to Camera Dojo, the official podcast of CameraDojo.com, where we help you make the most out of your photography. This is your host, Carrie Garrison, and I'm with my regular co-host,
David Esquire.
And how are we doing today, David?
I'm doing T, fill in the blank, Y, great.
Oh, yes. I had to think about that.
Yes.
We have just had a ton of really cool shows lately. We hope everyone has been enjoying them, from Dane Sanders to Carlos Baez to Roberto Valenzuela. And yes, we have yet another one for you today that we hope is going to help you. I mean, why do we have websites in the first place?
Because they look pretty.
So we can have something to put on our business cards?
Yeah, that's what it is.
But
yeah,
it's so people can find us, right? Well, how are they finding us on the web? They're using search engines. So what should we do?
We should probably... I heard that there's three fancy letters. EOS, kind of like the Canon EOS system. EOS.
SOE? SEO.
That's SEO. Yeah.
Search engine optimization.
It's so T fill in the blank Y. Oh my gosh.
And we brought in an expert on search engine optimization and personal engagement marketing, Mark Fuller.
Yes.
And Mark has been doing this for a long time. He's really good. I follow him on Facebook and Twitter. I read his blog posts all the time. Do you? Well, that's good to know.
Oh my gosh.
He has some good information to share on how to improve the search engine ranking of your website.
And one of the things I'm really eager to hear from him is going to be, you know, what is the importance of being able to get the higher rankings in the search engines? Like, what does it matter? Who cares if you're on the first page, second, third, the 100th page, whatever?
We know, obviously, that people don't click through that many pages, so you want to be as close to the front as possible, but how much difference can it really make? And he's got some stories to share that I think are going to help people really get why you need to take search engine optimization seriously.
Yeah, I'm really excited to hear him speak. Well, let's go ahead and, you know, let's see what he's got to say.
Should we get to it? Let's take a quick break, and we'll let some of our sponsors have a word in edgewise, and maybe a little promo from one of the other shows here at Personal Life Media, who, we forgot to thank our listeners.
Shame. Time out for you. You go take a time out. Go sit
in
the corner.
Bad host.
I'm gonna go ahead and play a drinking game with all of our listeners. What is my favorite word that I like to say? It begins with a T. It ends with a Y.
All right. That's been a crazy day around here. But we cannot forget to thank our listeners. We do this for you guys, and we love the feedback. We love the ratings that you've been giving us on iTunes. We love the comments that you've been feeding us, the letters that have been coming in for our upcoming Letters for Listeners show.
We're getting a lot of questions.
It's been really, really good. I mean, without the positive feedback from you, we wouldn't have a reason to do this.
And not just the positive feedback, you guys, but if there's something that you want to hear different on the show, or maybe some constructive criticism, or some people that you'd think would make for a fabulous guest, or a really sharp topic that is something weighing on your mind, like with Mark Fuller coming on, we've had several listeners inquire about it, and here we are. We're going to be bringing Mark Fuller on in just a moment, and you know, keep that coming, you guys, because we're here to help you. Jerry Maguire, help us help you.
All right, and we'll be right back after the break. We are here with Mark Fuller, and Mark has been getting to be known in the industry for developing blog sites and WordPress templates and SEO and all kinds of things to help people promote themselves. But let me turn it over to Mark and give us a little background about yourself and what we should know about you.
Well, you won't find my picture in the post office. we can start out with a positive note. The I've been working with websites and on the web since late 1996, and the seen a variety of tools come and go, and remember getting FlameWars going in 96, that I was using the web for commercial activities, and that it needed to stay pristine, and the model should have been public radio. But it looks like definitely the main purpose of the web anymore is for commercial activities, which I think was positive, and particularly for small businesses and photographers. But through that has been just probably three or four generations of tools and approaches, and ways to maximize the return on the web. And I've tried to stay current with that now for gee whiz going on a little bit over 12 years.
12 years?
That's about right. I mean, I remember getting started back in 95 when the acceptable use policy expired and we were able to do commercial websites.
Yeah, absolutely. And there was still a lot of heat. What are you doing? You're wrecking it.
How dare you do a business email?
We can't commercialize this.
Yeah.
Those were noble... there was a lot of nobility behind that thought, but not much practicality.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. So right now, the things that you're doing are based around what, besides your WordPress template that seems to be doing pretty well?
The WordPress template is really just a little bit over a few weeks old, and it's providing some major benefits, but I think it's better to kind of step back and take a look at the migration and what's going on with SEO. And I really picked up WordPress about a year and a half ago as a way to solve some problems that people were having with SEO. If you take a look at the development of the mainstream or the mainstream or the most frequent photographer's presence on the web. I mean, a small studio's presence on the web. It kind of evolved around 2002, I think. And please correct me on this if you want to, but my feeling for it is, we saw Blue Domain start offering products in late 2002. Flash got ActionScript in 2003, Googlebot Blogger in 2003, and we were using, because of ActionScript, we could build a rudimentary website in Flash, but then we would see that search engine ranking would become very difficult. So it was advised then to supplement whatever you were doing with your website with a Blogspot blog. And that's kind of the way it stayed, I think, until very recently. And I had a couple of artisans and a photography studio that was really suffering, and I felt that there had to be something else to do here recently, about a year ago, with to increase their search engine ranking. Because if you get the search engine ranking right, if you're showing up on the results page, in that top 10, and I said this earlier, it is like getting the biggest ad in the Yellow Pages for free. And not only do you get the major eyeball time with people looking for photography services related to you, but more importantly, it appears from some recent studies that were done, particularly one at the University of Indiana, that you get increased credibility just by being in the top four or five selections with Google, that... particularly with the target market generation, and I'll talk wedding photography here specifically, with that generation, if you show up in the top five places on Google, you're viewed as having higher credibility than if you're on the bottom five, second page, third page, or whatever. That is a tremendous sociological change.
So it's not just visibility, it's actually credibility.
It's credibility. And to me... Yeah. To me, that credibility, the visibility is nice. okay? And that provides a steady income. That credibility is what provides, you know, greater margins. I came into wedding and websites for wedding professionals through my own videography business. And by being able to have higher credibility, you're able to actually raise your rates.
Well, obviously, if people look at you as being better, then they're willing to pay more.
So if we step back and say, how do I get my website into that first page of the Google search results when somebody is searching for wedding photography Anaheim? It pays so many dividends. It pays from increased traffic. It pays from increased conversion potential from the visitors. And the visitors visit your website with a greater degree of credibility before. So it's almost like getting word of mouth. And as I mentioned before, if you do that right, it's not like there's a big, it's not like you have to pay extra. You just have to get the SEO right. In the old days when we were really seriously looking for great Yellow Pages placement, we would get shocked. What do you mean $2,000 a month for a half-page ad in the front of the section?
Right. And when we talk about SEO, we mean search engine optimization, and that's getting keywords and titles and things set up properly to increase your ranking within the search engines, right?
I'm going to step back from that a little bit. In fact, I wrote a blog post on that a couple of weeks ago. I'll tell you what, description has very little to do with your search engine ranking. Your keywords
really
have nothing to do. So you might as well eliminate that keywords meta tag. It is absolutely useless. And I've got a well-annotated blog post on that. And that's been useless since it's been fully depreciated by the search engines since late 2002. And yet, still as people struggle for SEO, you'll find the Flash website developers tout, well, we have a lot of search engine optimization opportunities in our template. For instance, you can put keywords in it. Well, Danny Sullivan, the blog author of Search Engine Watch, and many people look at him as the godfather of all SEO information, came to the conclusion in late 2002 that keywords tag was not being used, and that has been tested over and over again. It is of no use.
Really?
Except to tell your competitors what you think is important.
Oh, nice. Now, search engine optimization has changed over the last decade.
Yes, it's the goal has remained the same. The techniques, believe it or not, have gotten easier. They operate at a much, just like it's easier to work your Flash template, it's easier to find things. To me, optimizing your website is easier than it's ever been. I used to crack the books, late 1990s, early 2000s. To make sure everything's right, and now you don't really have to.
Have the search engines themselves changed in the different things that they put priority on? It used to be like H1 tags, and it was title tags, and it was things like the keywords, and has that changed over time as well?
Yes and no. Again, I'll give you the two-pronged answer. The goal of the search engine has remained the same. And that is always to try to find a way to return results most like what the user is looking for. And Google, got it better than anybody else, sooner than anybody else, and that was the reason for Google's success. Now, how the search engines are determining that your page matches what the person using Google is looking for, that technology has changed. And by accepting that it's changed, it also makes it easier, and that's what I'm talking about. For the website owner, the way then to optimize your website has gotten a lot easier. We can go off into the weeds and talk about H1 tags and title tags and headers and all of that, but what Google really pays attention to, and Microsoft at the same time, about a year and a half ago or a little bit longer, they rolled out what's called a semantic algorithm in their search engine. Now, I'm sorry if I'm using complex words, but let me make it real simple. Google and Microsoft wanted to make sure that if a person was looking for wedding crews, okay, as opposed to a person looking for information on Tom Cruise's wedding, that they would get results most appropriate. And they do that by having an algorithm that scans the content of the site and the page and determines, is this information about Tom Cruise's wedding, or is this about wedding cruises?
Interesting.
And that's why I kind of have fallen back this last year saying the key to SEO, the key to having high search results is structure. You need this WordPress or Matt Mullenweg, founder of WordPress, would call it. You need a semantically correct and absolutely perfect structure. But then probably more important, you simply need a lot of content talking about wedding cruises, talking about wedding photography, engagement sessions, high school portraits, any of that. If you have that content and it is presented in a good page, you will end up high in search results for people looking for websites related to that information. Now, if I got a little complicated there, I'm sorry, and please feel free to ask questions.
Wow. So, I think that's probably a word right now coming through my mind.
What's that?
Just wow in general, because this is
90% of it is content.
And that's a good reason why a lot of photographers have gone from just having a web presence to having a blog, is so that they can put that content out there on a regular basis.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and that's what people found, I think, in like 2003, is the flash sites were virtually invisible. You know, they would relegate you to search obscurity. So it was like, well, if you want to get recognized, blog about what you do. You know, and as we know, particularly related to weddings, for a few months there's almost an insatiable curiosity about weddings. And so photographers and event planners and event florists and cakers, are all of these wedding people are able to bring a tremendous amount of attention to themselves through regular blogging.
So is there some absolute do's and do nots when it comes to writing your blog entries?
Good question.
Yeah. Well, not absolute. because there's an audience for almost anything, unfortunately. But if you want to maximize, get a feeling for what your keywords are. I mean, and by that, not the meta tag keywords. But if somebody was looking for what you have to offer, what would their natural search phrase be? You know, the 2, 3, 4 words. And one of the things I feel really bad about is because of the prevalence of problematic websites, a lot of people are thinking search engine optimization or search engine marketing is just about being able to find their name. So, you know, if I'm Bill Smith Photography, and they think, well, gee whiz, if I Google on Bill Smith Photography and I come up in the top 2 or 3 places, I must be doing pretty well. Well, that's kind of a white pages listing equivalent, if you want to use, once again, the phone book metaphor. So what you don't want to be, you don't want to dedicate your effort towards Bill Smith Photography. What you want to dedicate your effort, if you're Bill Smith, is towards communication, a semantically elegant communication about what it is you're doing. And if your emphasis is wedding photography, then mention wedding photography. I think I gave an example in a recent blog post because I was working with a photographer out of Nashville. And he sent me a blog post before he posted it. And it was something like, I really like shooting pictures outdoors at local venues. You know, and this weekend's engagement session was one of the best. Well, about the only, in that two sentences, about the only thing that somebody might search on would be engagement session. but he had no location, he had no other information. And I presented something, said, try this type of introduction. As a Nashville-based wedding photographer, I love shooting outdoors. Okay. My favorite location in the metropolitan area is the Hermitage. Okay. Bill and Susan's wedding was beautiful in the Hermitage's garden. And I said, there you have it all together, engagement sessions, wedding photography, Nashville, and Hermitage. And you guys run great websites. I'm really impressed. They're both kind of blog site type orientations. So you must look at your stats and see how people are picking you up in search engine. And they're doing it by looking for, you know, Orange County photographers, particular sessions, you know, that you've blogged about or that you've mentioned, or locations. Yeah. There's a number of things in there, but people are searching. Your target market is searching just like you would search.
Yeah, I don't want to give too much away that I was, you know, I've been doing web design since 95 when I started a web design company back then, when it was the early, literally days of being able to. And so I'm very familiar with writing good keywords and having a good structure and all that. But to have someone else come on and have their perspective on this, I think is really important, because what you've done with your website, you have a wealth of information about this. I mean, I could come on and talk for an hour, but not only can you share the information here, but once they go to your website and they see all the other information that you have, you've got quite a bit of content on how they can optimize their sites for this.
You're absolutely right. And you know what my biggest search referral is?
I'm curious.
Okay.
Very curious.
Optimizing blue domain. Search optimization of blue domain.
Interesting.
Really?
That's my biggest search referral. The other ones will be search optimization of Flash. Those are still problems. You know, and as I mentioned earlier, you know, we started kind of coalescing around this idea of having a Flash website and then a Blogspot blog. What, you know, late 2003, 2004?
Sounds about right.
You know, that's an eon ago in the velocity of the changes on the Internet. And I think that the problem that we're seeing with having a separate, there's a lot of problems with having a separate blog from your website. But the two biggest ones are, first off, if you're hosting on Blogger or LiveJournal or Zanga or Bigfolio, your content is difficult for you to control. But the even bigger problem is the click-through rate or the bounce rate. I've noticed a couple of people doing, there's a blog on Photoblog or something like that it's called. And he's been tracking his bounce rate. And I used to call it leakage. That trying to get someone to move from one site to another is very difficult. So it's nice, particularly like you two have done, where you put your galleries in with your blog and other text content. You know, Christine Trimolet out of Houston, photographer, made this move just about almost a year ago, and she was an established photographer before she did that. And she spent a lot of time on SEO. She built her own websites. Search ranking was really important to her. And she said by December of 2007, she was up to 800 unique visitors a month. And that was as high as she could push it, you know, years worth of effort. But then she moved her blog, or her blog site, to the forefront and nested, so to speak, or wrapped her flash gallery or her existing flash site within that. And she grew from 800 visits a month to 6 months later, 5,000 unique visitors a month.
That's fabulous.
And nice and crisp.
You know, oh, absolutely. And, you know, if you pretty much look at all for a Houston photographer, Houston boudoir photography, wedding photographer, she comes up on the first page over and over and over again. And half of her traffic is, half of that 5,000 a month is coming from, it's over 5,000 now. I think the last time I calculated it was probably closer to around 7,500 or 8,000.
My goodness.
But half of that is all Google search referrals.
That's fantastic.
Wow. And she's a brilliant photographer.
Yes, she is. And it, you know, it was all done within WordPress.
Now, is there an advantage to WordPress over alternative service, you know, ones like Drupal or Joomla or any of the other ones out there?
That's a really good question, because if you would have asked me 8 or 9 months ago, I would have said no. And I've seen it. I've done the testing. I had a off-the-record conversation with some of the technical geniuses at the largest web hosting firm here in the United States and about this. There seems to be something going on that because WordPress spends so much effort to make sure that those pages are constructed just absolutely perfect. I mean, every bracket, every slash, every colon, every remark, everything in the header is and the footer is just absolutely perfect for the search engines. And I didn't think it really made a big difference. Like I say, a discussion with the tech people in the office of the president of the largest hosting company in the U.S. said they didn't either. They built two side-by-side sites. One of them where they kind of, one was to be absolutely technically excellent as far as web standards and search engine standards, one which was kind of like the standard hand-coded site. The site that was technically excellent would consistently score higher in the search engine results than the site that was hand-coded, even though they both had exactly the same content. Another thing that kind of really put me around, and this I just found a few weeks ago, is there's a web services company out of Australia that hosts or creates what they call the Search Engine Optimization World Cup Challenge. And now this thing, the challenge runs for 4 consecutive months, and people sign up for it, and then at the end of 4 months, the people whose site is number one, they get a $5,000 prize. Now, since this is based out of Australia, the first people to jump on this have been people out of South Pacific and Indonesia, where $5,000 is a good year's income. So you have some people with great technical skills, and so I went back through their records as far as which sites scored what. And they, I think the first challenge was during the spring, and out of the top, I think they had about 350 entrants, and the top 100, almost, well over 90% of those were based on WordPress platform. And right now, we're in the third month of the second challenge. It'll end January 31st, and 100 of the top 100 are all in WordPress. Like I say, you have a lot of people of nations where $5,000 is a good income. Spending, lots of free time developing these websites to win that challenge. And it looks like it's going to be all WordPress.
As I switched to WordPress about 2 years ago, when I started Camera Dojo, I went to WordPress because I found it to be one of the easier ones to use. I had experience with Joomla, I had experience with Drupal, but in comparing them, and I went through the whole gamut, I went one by one by one by one before I decided to pick one, that WordPress just turned out to be the easiest. It seemed to be the most supported. It seemed to be the one with the most development happening. And if you're into WordPress today, you wouldn't believe the amount of development going into it today. I mean, we're getting new versions almost on a monthly basis. It's really under heavy development. So
it's
in terms of
gorgeous
support.
Yeah, it's just gorgeous. It's just elegant. You know, it's a beautiful open source model that makes Linux, you know, which is the basis of the Macintosh operating system. or, you know, Linux shares Unix with Macintosh. You know, that's an open source system that just works. And Matt Mullenweg has done the whose backgrounds began in photography. WordPress began as a platform that the founder of WordPress, Matt Mullenweg, developed in order to share his vacation photos from Spain.
Wow.
And somehow, right now, it has the competitive advantage. And like you were mentioning, huge developmental background. 150 different coders provided their effort for free to create WordPress 2.7, which got released a little while ago.
Yeah, and it's just absolutely amazing.
Oh, and it's just beautiful, but it's free. So here we're in that, you know, unique internet opportunity where the best is free. And for people not to take advantage of that and do a self-hosted WordPress, to me, you have to have a pretty good reason not to.
So let me ask you a question about that, because you specifically said self-hosted. Is there an advantage in having a self-hosted one versus being on WordPress.com?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yes. First off, WordPress.com, it's their servers, their restrictions. The universe, so to speak, of flexibility and options, something that anybody who's been around WordPress sees, that you start with the core that's WordPress, and then you can get done what you want. If you want a calendar of, you know, to show your clients, you know, when you're booked, when you're not booked, and who's doing what, those are all accomplished through plugins. Most of those plugins are written by third-party coders. Very few, as a group, very few of those plugins are available on WordPress.com. And then very few of the themes. You know, WordPress.com has a very limited number of themes. So if you want to use a custom theme, like from me or from Jared Henderson, or any of the other custom themes that you see, probably even the custom themes.
Now, I'm going to go ahead and make a plug for what I'm guessing is your hosting company, because it's on your website, which is Bluehost, which is the same company that I use. And I use it specifically because their WordPress hosting is super fast. I've never had a problem that they didn't solve within a few minutes. And to get WordPress up and running was click on simple, was it simple scripts, click on install.
Yeah. That's
pretty much it. I mean, you don't have to be a Unix expert to get WordPress installed when you're using a company like Bluehost.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And when you do that, like you said, you know, just two or three clicks, and you've got WordPress installed and ready to use, that's the equivalent of using WordPress.com. I mean, what they start you out with is exactly what WordPress.com starts you out with. And yet, it's all yours. You own the, you control the content, you control your images, it's yours.
And tell us about the template that you've created for people.
Yes.
Well, it's a little bit different approach. And you know, we've kind of gone from that stage of having a separate Flash site and then having a Blogspot or LiveJournal type blog, to then having some of the more forward people like yourself have then, and your Christine Tremolay and Jessica Clare, have then kind of created a blog that then links, you know, to static pages or dedicated applications like a Flash gallery. And we've kind of moved a little bit further, and because I saw over the summer, maybe I was just getting tired of reading blogs so much, that I started to get the feeling that by having the front page of your website be a blog would be kind of like if the newspaper, the daily newspaper, took all of the stock prices and put that on their front page, or took the baseball box scores and put that on the front page, that there was an audience. And I had a discussion, gee whiz, almost 2 years ago in Denver with the founder of the Daily Kos. And it was about, you know, the number of people who see a blog and then, you know, kind of look the other way, that they don't want to start getting into the detail by detail. And then I had a marketing professor say he didn't really understand marketing purely off of a blog front page, because he said, or his feeling was, and I think he's got some valuable insight on this, that you better hope that that what you're blogging about during that period of time that you've got a new visitor coming to your website is what that visitor is going to be interested in. Because they may not look below the fold. They may just look at the first couple of articles and decide that's not for me or that's what this is. And I noticed that there was an emerging kind of blog philosophy or WordPress philosophy that was creating a custom front pages that would allow people to focus or to bring to the front all of their best information, their best work. And if you take a step back, that's kind of how your newspaper works. The front page is a synopsis of what's really important and what's most interesting. And I think that's kind of how the front page of a blog site should work. And that's what we do with what we call a Cortez. It has an elegant, wide blog format, but the front page of the blog is a handcrafted or is a dedicated. We build it out of WordPress, but it also has a form that you can go into the WordPress administration pages, just like anything else. You could even use an iPhone, and you can change the photographs and you can change the text on that front page. So if you do destination photography, you can spotlight that on the front page. If you do senior portraits, you can spotlight that on the front page. All of this type of information. And at the same time, we installed a state-of-the-art flash banner, so that I think we just nailed the transitions with what we did with the flash. And it also caches the image, so it doesn't bog up anybody's browser. But that can fill the top of the page. Great menu bars that are automatically done. A custom front page that's easy to manage and change to focus on what it is that you want people to know about you. And then all of that can link into the blog. There's even a column of your recent posts on our front page. So it works very much like like the front page of a newspaper or the front page of MSNBC, where right. You can put it all together and then go to the blog or even highlight the blog. We put our categories on a sub-nav bar. And I advise my clients to look at those look at those categories, kind of like sections of the newspaper. So if you do do weddings, that's fine. Let that be a category. Let engagements be a category. If you do high school photos, let those be categories. And people can just click on those categories, and the site will behave like any other well-crafted blog site, and that is just present a blog page of all of those categories, of all of the posts related to those categories.
Now, there's, thousands of WordPress themes available. What makes using your theme better than just finding one off the WordPress site or off some other theme site?
Well, it may not be better. I don't want to overly commercialize.
My point being that you've done things, and this is what people should consider, that there's things that you've done in there that improve SEO and things like that that they may not get in a free theme somewhere else. Not meaning to overly commercialize this, but point out there are advantages to using a theme designed for them.
You are absolutely right. We designed this particularly for people who want to communicate with the wedding market. And more importantly, is if you get, and you guys know this, I'm sure, if you get just a plain blog theme, that's just the beginning of your work. You need to step from that plain blog theme and decide, okay, how am I going to craft it to best represent my business? And then what features am I going to add to it? Because basically WordPress starts naked. And, we've put a lot of effort into creating a lot of customizations and functions that are very easy to use. They're just, they work like any other WordPress theme, but it's all installed and all integrated. so that people can do it. And then because support is really, really important to me, and you guys, I'm sure, realize this, that
yes.
you can buy the best thing in the world, and if you can't use it or you can't get help on how to use it, it's a worthless investment. We take the extra step and build that theme out for you on your website. Now, what I mean is that it comes fully, it's a white site. It's basically a blank canvas for our most popular customers. Our most popular product is a blank canvas that then allows our customers to automatically then go in, add their images, add their text, and be done. But all of the things work, are customized for weddings and photography, like the contact form, like the blog, like the search engine optimization, the elegant way that we raise and lower the comments in the blog. All of those things are all installed, and it's good for our clients because they can instantly then jump in and not become experts on WordPress, but simply become experts on what they want to put in their website. And all at the same time, we make sure that every website, every one of our clients is up and operating. And you've probably heard horror stories of people who've tried to set it up and just kind of end up with a white screen, or they can't log in anymore, or they can't get this to work or that to work. And we make sure that for a minimum price that everything is set up and working the way they want to on the web host of their choice.
Oh, that's fantastic, because getting one up and running, there's some themes out there that are mind-boggling trying to get working. They're because they use the excerpts, or they use custom fields, or and just learning how to get some of these working is an exercise in frustration many times.
Absolutely, yeah. That was one of the ways I ended up stepping into WordPress, you know, big time about a year and a half ago. Was exactly that. You know, people were just getting frustrated. I got this theme, but I don't. And the theme's there, but it doesn't look like what I want, and it's not working like what I think it should work. How do I get such and such to work?
I know from my experience, having been through a couple different web designers and over the past 5 years, and I chatted with Carrie on it often, where I wanted to incorporate the blog into the website, and it was just the bane of my existence. And when I called web companies, and they would just laugh, and it blew me away. And with the way technology is now, and with the new existence of WordPress and so many other tools that are out there, it's really given us in the photographic industry the opportunity to be empowered on such a stronger level to communicate our artwork, our thoughts, what we're doing, all the different things that involves our business, and we don't have to be web gurus. It's an amazing experience for us right now.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I love it when my clients can just focus on their business, and what's even better, and I did this with an event florist out of Nashville. She, successful event florist for 5 years, she's had a website. She is constantly looking to the internet for information about her business, you know, contemporary floral arrangements or these types of things. And she would post photographs on her old website. She called, it was about 4 weeks ago, and she was so excited because for the first time she was Googling for contemporary floral arrangements, and she came across her own website in the top first page of search results. And in 5 years that had never happened. And it happened less than 6 weeks after we moved her content over to a WordPress-based website.
That's really fast.
Oh, I'll tell you what. I've got blog sites showing up in Google search results within 72 hours. And I'm not sure why, because if you read the common wisdom, Google sandboxes new domains for 90 days minimum. And yet, I think because of the some of the things that we're able to turn on in the background of WordPress, and I'm sure you guys do, it is amazing how quickly content will show up in Google and on Microsoft Live. And then increasingly important is Technorati.
Right, and every time you do a post in WordPress, it pings Technorati. You can have it automatically create a Google site map, there's all these things that are that can happen under the hood that help promote your site and your new content. That it's just amazing how fast. Sure. I mean, I know I'll schedule an article to launch at a particular date, and I'll kind of forget about it, and within seconds of it going online, I'm getting Google alerts that it came up.
Yeah, and you know, it's so fun talking to you guys because you know it's a reality. You still talk to some of the Flash developers, and Flash is a beautiful, elegant product for displaying images on the web, but it doesn't make a good website, and they dispute those results. They go, that's not possible, and we know it is. And you know, I used to have clients who used to pay their web developers $60 to $100 to create a sitemap. You know, and wait 3 or 4 days for it to happen. And WordPress, if it's set up right, can do it in seconds and send it automatically. I mean, you don't even, like you say, it's background. You don't even know what's happening until you go take a look to make sure that it happened if you're, you know, a little bit paranoid. I have clients. You talk about being able. I had a client last year who came aboard because they called up to get the copyright notice changed from 2007 to 2008, and the web developer said, "That's fine. I'll send you a bill for $60."
What?
And they stepped aside and said, "I can get a whole website done in WordPress by this person for $500," and the web developer said, "Well, if you knock yourself out." And in fact, that was the event florist, and you know, she just could not believe what has happened. And I think what's happened on website development is a lot like what we've seen in other elements of electronics and technology. Is people are increasingly able to do it themselves, or increasingly able to afford to have great work done for them.
It's very true. It's very true. Just in our business alone, that has changed dramatically, where the entry to get into wedding photography has changed. The digital revolution has been a double-sided sword, and I love it. You know, it's a love-hate relationship, but at the same time, you just got to take it all in stride and accept it for what it is, and you can either go with it or not.
Yeah, you're once again, you're right. In fact, I had a conversation a couple of days ago with Grant Oakes, a photographer out of Denver that's got a little bit of a reputation. And he asked me if I was still doing a lot of wedding videography. And I said, to be honest, Grant, not that much, because I realized no matter how much I invested in gear, that I was never going to have the eye that some of my competitors had. And so I was increasingly feeling like, if I'll be glad to take you on that date, but if so-and-so's open, you might take them. you just had to be honest. And so I think I do a great job on WordPress and SEO and editing, but I was never able to capture consistently exactly the right image. And I think whether the format be digital or film, that's what separates photographers like the two of you from a lot of people.
Well, I know I follow Mark's Twitter, and I highly recommend everyone else follow him. We'll have links in the show notes. It's twitter.com/MarkFuller, because he's always posting tips and links to other sites that have information on how you can increase your traffic or different statistics or other things that are going to help you improve the ranking that your site's going to get. So Mark's not necessarily on here because he's one of the greatest photographers in the world like we've had in the past, but he brings that experience from this industry into what we're trying to all accomplish, which is getting ourselves more recognized out there. So I think you make for a fantastic guest on here because everybody needs this information.
Yeah. Gee whiz, I really appreciate that, really do. What I want people who take away from what I would like people to take away from me at minimum is the recognition that they can have good search results and ranking, that it should be generic, should be a yellow pages type thing. I need a photographer in such and such an area, or a photographer that does such and such. And if they get that, they not only will have more clients, but they'll have a greater margin on those clients. That's what's happened with Google and with other search engines.
Because as you said, the higher up in the rankings, it's not just visibility, it's credibility. And with more credibility comes the ability to charge more.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, so, and at the same time, there's no reason to sit patient. I mean, the other thing that I hope people take away is, I hope they take a look at what I do, and I hope they're interested in purchasing it or sending me an email asking if I have something that I can do for them.
Well, and to that regard, you have offered our listeners a discount. All Camera Dojo listeners, you can get $50 off the template, which regularly runs for $297. So you can get that for $50 off, which is a very generous discount on that, by using the discount code Camera Dojo. Imagine that. Camera Dojo is a discount code. So we'll definitely link to that in the show notes. We'll make sure we mention that in the show notes. We'll give you links to Mark's Twitter and his Facebook and his website so that you can find this. Dig through his site. I'm not going to stress this enough, or I can't stress this enough. Dig through his site. There's great information there. He posts on a regular basis with new information that's going to help you increase your visibility. And as he said, that increases your credibility. So, yeah. Mark, I mean, this is very valuable information. I think we should have you on a regular basis to kind of give us an update as to what's going on in this industry and different tips that we can provide that are going to help people improve their search results.
That is, gee whiz, I would be glad to do it. I'll try not to talk so verbosely in the future. The only thing I want to add is that $297, or with the Camera Dojo coupon code, $247 price, is the website fully installed on the server of their choice.
So right.
It's all configured and ready to go. The email is tested. I won't let it go.
That's not just the download.
48 hours.
It's not just a download link. This is up and running, ready for you to start putting in content.
Absolutely.
It's really affordable. I've wasted deposits on web designers in the past.
Well, you know, Peter Quinn, who's a photographer in Montgomery, New York, made me feel really good a couple of weeks ago when he wrote a note. Said this is the best investment I've made in a long, long time. And Peter Quinn not only does a lot of weddings in the Hudson Valley, but most of the still photography that you've seen from Orange County Choppers, he shot that too.
Wow.
He's right there in the same town.
That's cool.
With the Tuttles.
Wow.
So they started making motorcycles, and he started doing not only so many weddings and engagements, but also a lot of hardware.
That's very cool.
Nice. Very nice. So, again, like I said, you've got to go to Mark's website and read through these articles. You'll find some examples of little things that you can do that are going to dramatically change your business. If someone can go from, you know, 800 hits to 5,000 in a span of 6 months, I mean, that's a 600% increase in site traffic. And if you're not closing more business with 600% more traffic, then you probably should just take your site down and give it up.
So harsh. So harsh.
Well, and that's a lot of additional traffic coming to you. That's a lot of visibility. And
it is.
It doesn't take a lot. And I think that's what I'm trying to stress, is just writing things properly. And right on his homepage right now is how to write with effective keyword density. Very simple example of how to write better.
Sure. I mean, isn't that blog post exactly what you were taught in composition class?
Exactly, it is.
I mean, who, what, when, where, why, and how.
That is very true.
You'll notice on our sites, whenever we have a posting about a wedding, we not only mention the venues, but we'll link to them and make sure we link to as many people who are involved as possible, the caterer, the florist, the, you know, whoever that we can have in there, because it's just more content.
You're absolutely right. And that linking, let me just add this, that linking is really important, because if you've noticed over the last 2 or 3 years, every time you search on something, What comes up on that front page over and over again seems to be Wikipedia. Once again, the wiki is as well-crafted in the background as WordPress is, and the wiki is absolutely elegantly linked. And by linking your content to the caterer, to the event florist, to the wedding planner, your search engine perceives that if your site does not have what the person is exactly looking for, chances are the person can find it by going to your site. And so that's really smart what you're doing there, Kelly.
Excellent. Mark, go ahead, David. Don't want to step on you.
Okay, no worries. I appreciate it. Thank you. I do have a question for you about the linking out, where you hear the stories about, okay, it's great, you've linked out to the caterer, to the florist, to the venue, etc. Is it more powerful, or is there more strength in a reciprocal link coming to you from those particular other vendors that you've linked to?
I always sound like the, you know, medical specialist. It depends. If it is a link farm, probably not. In fact, it could be dangerous.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by a link farm?
Oh, in the late 90s and on even to current, there's a lot of places that promise you an instantly reciprocal link if you link to them.
Right.
Wedding directories. That is, you know, if the robot was around, it'd be saying, danger, Will Robinson. Because the search bots perceive those as being link mills and will discount those links, if not eliminate them completely. And if you have too much of that going on, you risk having your site purged from the search engine index, basically becoming an untouchable. If it is a caterer that you work with, you know, I once again was talking with Grant Oaks. He links back and forth to the other professionals in the Denver area that he works with. And it is viewed as I think, a very strong linking philosophy that increases the likelihood of better search results. So that is good. Reciprocal links are not that important to automatically go there. They are useful. Inbound links are very helpful. But, you know, don't beg for them. Don't promise them. If Google perceives that you're a link farm, or that you're, you know, all of your inbound links are coming from link farms, it could absolutely hurt you.
That's interesting to know. That's really good for our listeners, because there are quite a few companies and websites that are out there that offer that, where, okay, you pay a one-time fee per year of $50 or whatever it might be, and as long as that you create a link on your website somewhere going to them and you have yours on theirs, there's just so many of those out there nowadays.
Oh, yeah. And you know, in 2001, that probably made sense because the search engines were relatively stupid. But the goal of the search engine has always been the same, to provide the most relevant content to the person doing the search. And so they determined that, you know, evaluating these inbound links, you know, particularly if they're coming from link farms, is problematic. So they've discounted that a lot.
That's good to hear. That's really good to hear. I think that's really good for our listeners to know that. It's like big beware sign.
Yeah. Just think of Lost in Space. Danger, Will Robinson.
You know, I'm sitting here talking and no one's responding, and I forgot to turn my microphone back on. So I'm like, hello, why is no one talking to me? Well, Mark, this has been very, very educational. I mean, I know I get a lot out of following your Twitter and looking at the different links that you post and reading through your website and making sure that, you know, I'm always writing efficiently. And David's really big on using keywords in his posts very effectively, and it's working really well for us. And I do think it's going to be valuable for you to come back on a regular basis and give people an update as to what's going on in the SEO industry and, you know, different tips and tricks that we can use to help make our sites better.
Thank you very much. I'm just working on a blog post tonight that's tempting back to step back and say, you know, what we decided in 2004 with a separate flash site and then a blog spot doesn't, we need to rethink it. It's almost 2009, and for marketing and branding and for traffic, we need to put those two things together. My suspicion is your Blogspot blog or your WordPress.com blog is probably getting a lot of traffic. If it is separate than your website, I would be surprised if half of that traffic ever comes over and takes a look at your work.
Yeah.
And yet if you, like you guys did, if you put it together, like Christine Trimolet did, like Jessica Clare did, like Jasmine Starr does, yeah. If you, Peter Quinn and Mark Courier, my clients, if you put it together, it's all there. People do not like to click from one site to another, but they'll click incessantly within the same site once you've got them. And, you know, that's a strong reason to have a blog site. And, you know, what they call that bounce rate. You overcome the bounce rate. You keep people, they're comfortable on your site, they want to look for more, they come in, maybe a search reference, maybe on a particular blog item, they come in simply because your front page is effective, but once they're there, they're going like, wow, the images look pretty nice. I want to look at the galleries. If you get that second or third page, you've got a strong opportunity to convert that visitor to a client.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. In fact, I think this is so important to people, along with a lot of other topics that, I mean, we do not have time for tonight. I mean, we're coming right up on an hour. That I want to talk to you about things like Facebook and MySpace and
Twitter
and, yep. And all these different things. So yeah. let's get back with you fairly soon, maybe within even a few weeks, and have you back on. And we'll maybe do a second part of this to tell people how they should. Now we've kind of talked about the SEO part, but let's move it into ongoing marketing using social networking tools.
Absolutely. And believe it or not, that can also help your website show up higher in the search rankings.
Well, that's
so it's been a great conversation, and I'm sorry for going so long.
No, that's all right. I mean, we used to think that 20 minutes was the maximum for a podcast, and we haven't been anywhere near 20 minutes in like the last 20 shows. So,
thank you very much.
We have one we just did with Carlos Baez, and it's like an hour and a half. So it's
wow.
No one's complaining, and as long as we're providing good information, I think. People are going to listen to it, and this has been really good information, and I think when we have you back, we'll dive deeper into the marketing aspect of it and really help some people out.
And the etiquette as well. I really would like to address the etiquette.
That'll be very useful to a lot of people. Probably take 10 minutes or less to cover. So.
Maybe hopefully helpful to David.
Oh. Totally.
Oh. No, you didn't.
Nobody has said that before.
He went there.
We're going to make a contest for that. Hey, I'm sorry, but what is the clicker for today's interview? I would have to say zero.
Yes, you've been very good on this interview. unlike when I've had to edit 20 of them out in one show. So.
Sometimes it gets like Pee-wee's Funhouse, where everybody screams when he says the word.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know, Dave. I think I've actually heard David bite his tongue a few times. So.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark. We appreciate you coming on.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Take care. Have a good year.
You too.
That was definitely an interesting conversation with Mark. I think he brought up some really key topics. Some interesting information on not only why you should do things, but some really good examples on things you should do properly, like writing your posts effectively. And there's a great example on his website that we'll link to. We'll definitely link to his template that he developed for photographers. And don't forget the Camera Dojo discount. It's just $50 off.
And
so, David, what did you think about this?
Well, you know, there's all these questions that I've now got running through my mind. I mean, we're going to have to bring him back on because there's so much more that I want to ask him. But having the higher search engine rankings gives you more credibility.
I think that was a great, great topic right there.
It really was that one point just drove it home for me. And I think that not only us, but everybody else that's out there that listens in on the show, that this is something that is very important to us, because if we're not getting the credibility that we do feel and think that we deserve, duh. And that's one way that we need to have our product out there. And Mark just had just an abundance, just a plethora of different ideas and different ways in how we could, you know, maximize our website to its fullest potential.
Absolutely. And with his information on why WordPress is just a better engine than the other ones, as well as using Blogger or the free hosting from WordPress, I think was really valuable information as well.
Definitely. Oh, and you mentioned that he's got a discount for the Camera Dojo listeners, and the discount code for Mark is Camera Dojo, if I remember correctly.
That's correct. It's $50 off the $297 price, which is not just a link to download the theme. I want to be very clear about this. When you order this theme from Mark, he installs it on your site. He sets it up for you. He does all the work for you. He'll walk you through the whole process. This is a hands-on, you know, almost a consulting to get you up and running so that you know what to do when he hands that over to you. It's not, here's a link and you figure out what to do with it. It is an up and running website ready for you to put in content.
It's completely turnkey. And he said he'll make sure that your emails work as well, so you don't have to worry about that either. You're basically ready to go, ready to start doing business on your website.
Yeah. And I think that was a very generous offer from him. I mean, I've actually been considering using that theme on my L7 Studio site because it's so clean and it's fresh looking that you may see that in the near future. Who knows? But it is a really good site that's optimized for search engines. It's just really good. I can't, you know, a lot of people are using it. And when you go to the website to look at that theme, there's some links there to see other people and what they've done with it and how they've customized it, which I think is really important as well.
And I liked how he brought up how the website, in a sense, is basically like a newspaper. And what are you going to put on the first page of a newspaper? The hot topics, the most important stories, the things that are happening right now. It's now, it's hip, it's wow, that kind of thing. Why shouldn't the website be like that? Why shouldn't your blog be like that? And like he was referring to, it's like a blog site. Everything's all right there. It's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And we will definitely have Mark on as a regular guest to help bring back some ideas, things that you can do, as well as the next one. We need to talk about things like Facebook and MySpace and
social media,
Twitter, and all these things and how they can be effective in driving traffic to your site.
And if you have any questions on what you'd like for us to ask him, please let us know. Leave us some comments on the website. If you can, leave us a comment or two or three on iTunes. And we love the 5-star ratings, you know, kind of like a general, 5-star general, that kind
of thing. Yes, we do like those. But in the comments for this particular podcast, leave your questions for Mark so that we can get to him in the next show.
Yes, definitely.
So I think we're a little over an hour again.
Just a skosh.
We haven't had a short show in a long time, nor have we had a show with just the two of us. So we want to hear what you think about that. Did you like the shows with just the two of us? Do you like these shows where we're bringing on photographers and people to do marketing? And tell us what you like so that we can gear this towards what you guys want to hear.
Cool.
Alrighty then. Well, let's call it a day. It's been a long interview, and let's get people back on the road. This has been Kerry Garrison. You can find me at CameraDojo.com and L7Studios.com.
And this is David Esquire, and you can find me at EsquirePhotography.com. And I'm also on Facebook, not so much on MySpace anymore. And you can also join my addiction on Twitter at Twitter.com/EsquirePhoto.
And we'll catch you next week.